probably 9, 10 years ago was when this first came up, where we realised that there was a lot of people on our waiting list for sheltered housing in the Laxey area, and people don't really want to move out of the area if they don't have to. So we looked into, we put a call out for sites, and that was the only site that came back. Then moving slightly forward, you know, it's gone backwards and forwards. It's been to the department, it's been back, you know, different commissioners have come on board. The issues that we have, you know, of the number of people who are ageing, who need to be in sheltered, is still there. It then also developed once Garth came on board, was that there was also a problem with the offices of the commissioners themselves and the cost that it was going to be to repair those. They were then looking for somewhere, you know, to redevelop the main commissioners' offices. And, you know, we sort of put our heads together and thought, well, why can't we do both in the same place? So since then we've been pushing it, but it is still a long drawn out process, but we're hopefully coming towards, you know, sort of a conclusion now, and maybe in the next year or so we will be on our way to building it.
What stage are you at now with the application or petition?
We've done all of the applications, we've done the business plans, we've provisionally had one set of documents, you know, sort of drawn up for planning. And we've now had it from the board that we can pursue the planning, and so that hopefully, you know, we'll be going in, you know, sort of as soon as. And then it's just down to the government, you know, sort of deciding whether they're going to help us fund it or not.
And would you be able to explain roughly sort of what you're looking to put in it? I know it's sheltered housing and offices. So what are you trying to include and do with the site?
One of the key areas that we discovered when I did the research was that we have very limited two-bedroom apartments in Coolroy, and we have now a lot of couples want to move into sheltered housing, and it's excluding them because they can't. So this new place will give us still single-bedroom properties, but also more two-bedroom properties, you know, for couples. And then on the commissioner side, they will be able to bring all of their office and workshop space into the same area, and we will have public spaces available as well.
I know you mentioned earlier that your waiting list is really long. So how needed is sheltered accommodation in Laxey and the wider Garth area?
It's difficult to actually put it into numbers because you have to look at the area itself, you know, as to how many, you know, sort of people there. But our waiting list really sort of sits about sort of 16, 17 people. And we currently only have 34 properties. But if you look at the wider area, again, I've spoken to people, you know, over the years, and because there's no two-bedroom properties, because they weren't allowed to, you know, sort of bring animals, which they now are, and because the size of the area has grown, that we need, you know, people are constantly, every day I'm getting a phone call from somebody saying, do you know the availability of sheltered in Laxey? And it's heartbreaking, you know, to say to somebody, you could be waiting 2 or 3 years before we can offer you a place. There is currently, I believe there is going to be a change, you know, sort of going on soon, but currently, you know, it's, you will get extra points if you are in the area. However, we do have people who have family connections in the area, and like you say, you know, they want mum or dad, you know, to come and live a little bit closer. We have had people who have been in almost a desperate need for a property where we've had to move them out of the area because it was more important that they were in a safe space rather than remaining in Laxey. They will hopefully, you know, come back to Laxey if a property becomes available. It's very limited. Laxey's a strange place where, because it's on a hill, most houses are really inaccessible. You know, if you have any sort of issue, you know, with steps. And I mean, I lived in Laxey for a long, long time, and my house had 13 steps, concrete steps going down just before you got to the house. So things like, you know, getting up to bathrooms and bedrooms, just going into a kitchen can be 4 steps, you know, and if you're, you know, got to the stage where you're walking with an aid, then that is, well, it's dangerous. And that's what we're hopefully trying to prevent.
Would this new building be a replacement of Coolroy or sort of in addition to?
No, it was definitely very much an addition to. Coolroy's got plenty of life left to go. I don't think we'd actually be able to get any of the residents to leave Kilroy because it is very much a community down there. So no, this would be, you know, sort of brand new. Obviously, any current residents could ask for a transfer, but it is to bring new people sort of into the village and to help people who were already there.
How will this be funded? Will there be sort of any impact on the rates, or is it coming from a deficiency fund, or is it already pre-budgeted?
One of the reasons why it's taken so long is because it is going to have sort of almost two separate funding areas on it. As far as the flats are concerned, they will be funded through the rent that is brought in with any outstanding balance, you know, sort of dealt with by the deficiency, which hopefully, you know, sort of won't be a great deal because we have to put those figures in before we ever put, you know, a spade in the ground. As far as the office is concerned, a lot of the costs there will be, can't say that there won't be, you know, with building costs now, but it will be a very, very minimal amount, you know, that will need to go on the rates. Because, of course, once that is built, the building that the commissioners are currently in, that will be sold on or redeveloped, you know, and something else, you know, will happen to that. So that will offset a big chunk of, you know, sort of their costs.
What kind of response have you had from residents, obviously in Kilroy, and obviously from the wider community about the plans?
Brilliant. Very, very positive sort of feedback on that. A lot of the residents ask the same question as you. Is Kilroy going? Because they don't want to actually go. We have had more people, you know, can we go on the list now? You know, we're not even retired, but we want to be put on the list. And then down to the other side of it, that currently Princess Motors is an eyesore on the corner and something needs to be done with it. We have a need and it's hopefully going to work.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.